Here's a thought I'll title, The True Selfie. Selfies are, of course, all the rage in our generation, and every time I turn around, I see lots of people taking them. I have no idea what people are doing with all these pictures, but it's a phenom in digital photography these days, thanks to the iPhone, thanks to the internet, thanks to a certain, I don't know, it's a combination of narcissism and justifiable reportage, but it's definitely a part of culture today. Well, here's a great quote from one of my favorite anthologists. He said, "To see ourselves, we have to use a reflecting mirror. For example, art." I love this quote because it points out what art is really all about. As an illustration, take just a moment to think about all the questions that pop up in the art life. What do I want to produce? Why do I want to produce it? Why is it important that I produce it? Why is this meaningful to me? Will it be meaningful to other people? And that's just a start. Let me ask this. What difficulties are you willing to endure to produce your art? Seems to me like these kinds of questions are a better kind of useful selfie than simply taking a picture of your face smiling back at the camera. Of course, when we point our camera out in the world, not at our face, we are, by that very process, doing a sort of selfie. It's been proposed forever that every time we take a picture, there's a part of ourself that goes into it, and that's true. Where we choose to stand, where we choose to point the camera, all those kinds of things. When you add it all up, it seems to me that art can be as much about inner-directed questions as it is about our outward-directed expressive statements, the art we produce, the things we hang up and encourage people to see. These are the two sides of the coin we call art. One side is what we produce for ourselves because it is that mirror that allows us to see ourselves so well. And the other side of the coin, which is the audience and what they see in our artwork and how that influences them and is for them a mirror of some degree by what they see, how they choose to interpret the artwork, how it's meaningful to them, artwork that is so meaningful that they want to own it and live with it on a regular and daily basis. I have no doubt that art, maybe music, maybe poetry, probably lots of others, but art in particular, photography in particular, is a great way to learn more about ourselves. And if it has no other function than to be that reflective mirror that allows us to see ourselves more clearly, what a marvelous contribution to our life we can find in art making and in the various questions that follow from our attempts to be an artist.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.